Hello, I'm Jane Pratt, and Robin Quine is with me to help read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. Tim Peters will be missing a few editions, as he has horse racing duties. So here's Robin to start us off with Information Desk.
Thank you very much, Mr. Alan Brownlee and Mrs. Jean G, for your messages. We are glad that you enjoyed the Chatterbox and Just Talk recordings. Mrs. G, just to say that we at Chatterbox send out the weekly Chatterbox talking newspapers with Just Talk, but we do not deal with the RNIB talking books. I hope you can contact them to find out where your book has gone. Miss Sally Palmer, you returned a memory stick, but it was your own personal stick. We will return it in this week's wallet, together with today's recording, so you will have two memory sticks in the wallet. Your own stick will not have a plastic tag attached, but the Chatterbox one will. Also, please, if you can, could you send back some of the previous Chatterbox memory sticks so that we can reuse them? Thank you.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk that are held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3, 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Introduction to Assisted Technology for Visual Impairments. Learn how accessibility settings can help you use your digital device to write emails, browse the internet, and make phone calls with ease. Sessions take place on the first Thursday of each month from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Whilst the Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library is closed for refurbishment, we will be hosting the sessions at our community hub in the Bradbury Activity Centre. If you have any questions, contact Mark or Helen. The next meeting is on Thursday the 7th of May, and we are sorry for the late notice on this meeting.
Macular Degeneration and Glaucoma Talk at Vision Norfolk. Ms. Misra, consultant ophthalmologist from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, or NNUH Eye Clinic, is giving a talk at the Bradbury Activity Centre on Friday the 8th of May at 12:30 as part of our support group meetings for those with macular degeneration and glaucoma. The meeting is free to attend, but please note that the car parks on Edward Street are now closed, and the nearest car park is in Colgate. Buses are now running as normal, serving the former Anglia Square stops on Magdalen Street and on Edward Street. All are very welcome to attend.
Choir sessions. Do you love music? Ever wanted to sing in a choir and discover the joy of singing together? Then come along to the Vision Norfolk Choir Sessions. No prior singing experience is needed. This is your chance to explore your voice, meet new people, and be part of something joyful. The next session will be on Monday the 11th of May from 10:30 to 12 noon.
The Norwich Audio Book Club. To find out more about the group, the books, the venue, and how you might become involved, please contact Mark or Helen. Meetings are held on the second Monday of each month between 1:30 and 3 p.m. and audiobooks are loaned out every month free of charge by Calibre Audio Library. The next meeting is on Monday the 11th of May.
In case you missed them, here are Vision Norfolk's contact details again. You can ring Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000 extension 341 or email mark.smith at visionnorfolk.org.uk.
And now for this week's care tip. Benevolent funds. What are they? Benevolent funds in the UK are charitable organisations that provide financial support, grants, and practical assistance to individuals facing hardship, often linked to specific trades, professions, or industries. While there is no exact number, it is estimated that there are many hundreds of these funds. How can they help with care-related financial support? They can offer advice and practical help, including grants for items such as furniture, computers, and white goods, as well as assistance with everyday living costs. In addition, they may provide funding towards care home fees, top-up costs, or home care services, such as daily care visits during times of need. If you are unsure whether your former employer or the industry you worked in has a benevolent fund, you can find out by contacting Turn to Us. Turn to Us is a UK-based national charity that helps people experiencing financial hardship access welfare benefits, charitable grants, and support services. Contact details. Helpline 0808 802 2000. Helpline for those unable to use digital tools 0808 164 8817. And that's in England and Wales. Website turntous.org.uk. That is the word turn and then the number 2 and then us.org.uk. Email info@turntous.org.uk. That is info followed by the symbol A, and the end bit is spelt the same as the website address with the number 2. So that is info@turntous.org.uk. Address 33-39 Bowling Green Lane, London, EC1R OBJ. And that's all for Information Desk this week.